It's time for the Og Blog podcast again. And by time for it, I mean whenever you're choosing to play it. It's a podcast. So it's time for the Og Blog podcast whenever you make it the time. Just like it's time for me to record it whenever I choose to record it, as long as it's before Wednesday, when the podcast is due to go out. And it's only due then because I say so. That sort of careful attention to detail that literally no one else would care about is key part to what makes me the man that I am. I'm Nat Gertler, the Og Blogger, owner of over 1,000 Peanuts and Peanuts-related books. I've been chronicling Peanuts and Peanuts-related books for the public for decades now. Oh, and what decades those have been! During that time, we've seen war, terrorism, outbreaks of disease, and politics that I've disagreed with. We've seen financial crises, and we've seen shortages. Oh, yes, we've seen shortages. In various places, we've had food shortages, water shortages, even helium shortages. And we've seen one shortage that strikes me directly, a shortage of titles for Peanuts books. It's not like the 1950s where you could title a book simply More Peanuts and not worry about whether it had been used before. Publishers, faced with this crisis, have taken the most eco-friendly route, recycling titles whenever possible. I was reminded of this with the most recent Peanuts book to have arrived for the Og Blog Reference Library, a newly released collection of strips bearing the title, I'm Not Your Sweet Baboo. Now that's not a title you'd ever get from a random title generator. It's a group of words, to the extent one can consider baboo a word, carefully chosen, carefully ordered. Surely one would need a rather large group of monkeys sitting at a rather large group of typewriters to come up with that one by accident. And yet, this is not the first time that's been used for the title of a Peanuts book. It's the third. The original came out in 1984, used as a title for a volume in the Peanuts Parade strip reprint series. This particular volume reprinted strips from 1983. This title was used again in 1992 for a volume in the Peanuts Classic strip collection series. But that made at least some sense, as this new book was really just an abridged version of the Peanuts Parade book. But this new I Am Not Your Sweet Baboo? The one that's part of the Peanuts Kids line? While it's still a strip reprint, it has absolutely none of the same strips. This book is filled with strips from 1977, with colorization having been added to the daily strips sometime later. The title is not entirely illegitimate. The phrase does appear in the book. But it's confusing to those of us who track Peanuts books, who make lists for other people to track their Peanuts books. Or maybe it's really what gives us a reason for being. Maybe if the Peanuts book world wasn't so confusing, you wouldn't need me. I'm reminded of my all-time favorite comic book cover, drawn by Carmine Infantino for Action Comics number 368. That's a 1968 issue of the series where Superman started and continues to appear. And it's a look down a Metropolis City street at sunset. And blowing around the street are issues of newspapers, The Daily Planet and others, with headlines blaring, War outlawed! No more crime! Disaster cease! Earth a paradise! And by the side of the road is a trash can, stuffed past the brim with various sorts of rifles that have been just thrown away. Yes, it seems a perfect world. Well, except for the newspapers blowing around, they're a form of litter. But we can let that slide. But in the center of the image, walking away from us into the sunset, head hung low, is Superman. And he's thinking, they don't need a Superman anymore. I'm through. Finished. And it's heartbreaking to me, because I want a perfect world. But dagnabbit, I also want Superman, and I want Superman to feel needed. And this is kind of like that. I want the end to confusing Peanuts book titles, but if I get that, perhaps the world will not need me. Which is not to say that I'm at all like Superman. For one thing, my weakness is not kryptonite, but properly seasoned pizza. Anyway, after blogging about I Am Not Your Sweet Baboo the other day, and I apologize for some duplication of content there for those who both read and listen to Og, Og blog reader Debbie Ann mentioned to me that she'd seen a new book in Barnes & Noble the other day, and this new book was called Peanuts Treasury. Now, this book, this Peanuts Treasury, collects several, I believe 8, of the recent Peanuts storybooks that Simon & Schuster had been issuing, the square ones. It is legitimately a treasury of Peanuts stories. It is a Peanuts treasury. That's fine. But it's not the book that came out in 1968. That peanut treasury was a collection of around 600 peanut strips, ranging from 1959 to 1967. It was a nice, great big book, brought back to press several times since, including in this century. Heck, that's the book that I recommend to people as a first Peanuts book, as it's a good collection from a strong period of the strip, at least to my taste. And that's a book that Barnes & Noble even had their own edition of for a while. Now, the fact that it's not the same book seems to have been lost even on Barnes & Noble, because if you go to their website and find this new book, the description and the reviews that they have up are for that 1968 book, or at least a re-release thereof. And it should be noted that this new Peanuts treasury is also not to be confused with the Snoopy treasury, which was a British book that was made up mostly of material from that earlier Peanuts treasury book. Nor, for that matter, is this book to be confused with the series of books with the series title Peanuts Treasury, which were the first books released reprinting some of the early 1990s strips. Nor is it the British book that was called Peanuts Treasury, which was a reprint of an earlier British book called Peanuts at School, which itself was an abridgment of the U.S. book Classroom Peanuts. Nor is it the British book Peanuts Anniversary Treasury, which reprints the earlier British book Snoopy Classics, which was mostly a reprint of the U.S. book Peanuts Classics. No, this new Peanuts Treasury book is a totally different collection of previously existing things. Now, the reuse of titles hit an epitome, at least an epitome, in 2015, a year which saw the release of three different books called Snoopy and Friends. Two of them were tie-ins to the Peanuts movie. One is a little golden book storybook. One was a shaped board book. But they took very different views. Reading the text of the golden book, it's really about Charlie Brown and his friends. Most of the characters are discussed in relation to Charlie Brown. The board book is relatively wise about who Snoopy's friends are. It covers birds and dogs, mostly Snoopy's siblings. But the only human that is discussed in the context of being friends with Snoopy is Charlie Brown, which is legitimate, based on the movie, even if that is a bit at odds with most of the run of the strip. I mean, there's stuff in the 1990s where Charlie Brown and Snoopy would lump out near the tree together. But before that, Snoopy seemed largely a burden, and Snoopy couldn't be bothered remembering his owner's name. Now, the third Snoopy and Friends book of 2015, really the first in terms of release, was a British book aimed at teaching English to beginning readers. It had a couple pages introducing the characters, some prose and picture adaptations of strip storylines, a couple pages on dog training, of all things. Yeah, that's what you're looking for in a Peanuts book. And some activities. Now, these were not the first Peanuts books to be named Snoopy and Friends. In fact, the Little Golden Book was not the first Little Golden Book to be named Snoopy and Friends, as they'd published a different book by the same title in 1990. But the fact that three of them came out in the same year, and in fact two of them came out on the same day, September 14th, just goes to prove that this isn't an accident or a mistake. They really are out to get me. But I feel guilty talking about what a problem this is, because truth be told, I'm not just a victim. I'm also a perpetrator. Now, I'm not talking about the fact that I am the author of a book called The Peanuts Collection, when just a few years earlier there was an omnibus strip collection called Peanuts Collection. No, the. That's not my fault. I didn't pick the title of my book. That was assigned by the publisher or the packager. They were working together. No, what I'm talking about is that with my publisher hat on, yes, I'm the head of a publishing company called About Comics. Really, I am the publishing company called About Comics. Anyway, I issued a book, a collection of Charles Schulz cartoons called It's Only a Game, and I, despite the fact that I was already the Aug.com guy, was already the person who was putting out information on Peanuts books for everyone, I was unaware that in the 1970s, Hallmark, the greeting card people, had put out a little mini-book with the title of It's Only a Game, collecting some Charles Schulz comics. But I will say, in my defense, that while Hallmark used the title It's Only a Game for a collection of Schulz's Peanuts strips, the book that I issued called It's Only a Game reprinted a different newspaper feature that Schulz created, a feature called It's Only a Game. So I'm the legit user of the title. It's Hallmark who should have to get a time machine to go adjust their title. And speaking of time, that's all the time we have for this episode. by which I mean that's all the time that I'm willing to spend. No one but me is stopping me from making an 8-hour podcast here, although certainly common sense would stop you from listening to that. But hey, if you are listening to this, one of the helpful things you could do would be to rank the podcast on iTunes. At this point, we don't have enough people ranking us for a rank to be posted. And that rank is really a way of spreading the word. It recommends the podcast to other people. So if you like the podcast, rank it well and share the joy. And if you don't like the podcast, rank it well anyway to fool other people into listening. I mean, why should you be the only one to suffer? And if you want more on Peanuts books, head over to aug.com, that's AAUGH.com, where you'll find my Peanuts book collector's guide, some articles, a couple interviews, and of course, the blog, which gets posted several times a week on average. Really, the blog's the home of the more newsy items, new books coming out and the like. Well, I try to make the podcast more of an overview, but if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, proposals, propositions, or just wish to communicate with me for any reason, send your note to questions@aug.com. And until next time, may all of your baboos be sweet, may you achieve unique titles for yourself, and may all your griefs be good ones.